Are you still up? Are you awake? Are you asleep? It's 10 o'clock right now. Do you know where you're churring at? You know where your churring is at? Salute to my homie Dog Migo, man. Was popping, man. Ty was popping. Traquan was popping. Tazzy was popping. Run 'em up Zo was popping. Yeah, late night live, man. Real quick. Got some stuff to show y'all, man. You had to be there. Okay? You just had to be there. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. The ultimate sacrifices in entertainment. How entertainers lose loved ones. Yeah, this is the sauce right here. Okay? Yeah, I dropped the sauce. I dropped the sauce right here in this video. Yeah. Yeah, you might want to check this one out. You might want to. Alright. If you're not on the Patreon, make sure you hit the link in the description. Alright? Make sure, because I dropped a lot of sauce in here. A lot. So much sauce that you be lost. Alright? Make sure y'all tapping on the Patreon, man. Don't forget about me. And also, how the CIA created and infiltrated the gang culture. Yo, listen. I got a lot of emails from the Bloods and the Crips about this video, right? Y'all can't do nothing to me. Okay? Y'all can't do nothing to me. Yeah, I expose y'all secrets. You can't do nothing to me. I'm untouchable. I'm untouchable, dog. You can't do nothing to me. Yeah, they got mad at me for doing this video. I exposed their secrets. Screw y'all. It's on Patreon. Yeah, told y'all secrets. All y'all gangbangers out there, y'all wanna wear y'all rags and all of that. And yeah. Yeah. Salute the call and chat. Kenya Thomas, real quiet storm. Yeah. It's gonna be real quiet right now because everybody's sleeping. But we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. Alright? So, there's a lot going on in the industry right now. A lot of things going on in the industry right now. One in particular, and I'm going to show you guys a video. Right? I'm going to show you guys a video because I've been saying this for the longest, right? But this woman is a singer. She was a singer, or still is, in the industry. And she exposed the methods, okay, of getting a record deal and what it takes to be famous. Now, I have a lot of things to show y'all. And then we're going to talk about Raz B, okay? Raz B, all right, exposed Jay-Z and P. Diddy. Yes, Raz B exposed Jay-Z and P. Diddy. He did. I seen some people in the comments saying, hey, Jay, can you talk about Lil Durk's situation? Of course. Of course. He was ratted on. We all know this. Someone told on him by the name of Jam. And we got videos to show today. It's only going to get better. It's only going to get better, y'all. Without further ado, let's get into this video, if we may. Now, this comes from Almost False, the YouTube channel, and I'm going to be doing a reaction to this. But she's going to explain to you guys the methods, okay, of getting a record deal. Now, this woman is from Florida, and she signed a major record deal, okay? And once she went that far of getting a record deal, the devil came. I told y'all, this stuff is no joke.
I was legally allowed to join. And that opened up my world, my eyes to a whole new world. And this is in South Florida. So clubbing is very popular. You know, just partying, the parties are endless in Miami. There's a party all the time. And there's no, they don't stop because there's no like cutoff. It's like you party until you don't. And so that was part of the lifestyle. You go, you dance at the games, and then all the girls are going out at night. And so we go everywhere for free. So I'm meeting people in the industry because they're in Miami partying. And I remember a friend that I was dancing, she was on the team with me, and she had a boyfriend who had a studio. And I sang. I just always liked to sing. I was very confident that, hey, I like to sing. And she was like, hey.
It gets real. Hang in there.
Sing, right? My boyfriend has a studio and he's looking for someone to write a hook for a song that he's doing. I'm like, oh yeah, let's go. I've never done this before. So that was my first time having a studio session experience, you know, in a basement studio, but I wrote a song and I was like, whoa, this is what, you know, Aaliyah and Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston have done. Like, I can actually do this. And so I fell in love with the art of making music, writing songs and lyrics and singing.
Ricky Grimes. You are appreciated. You are.
And constructing a song. And then it was almost like I just kept meeting people in the industry. You know, in the beginning it was like, you know, lower, almost at lower third. You know, there's bottom feeders, people just trying to struggle to make it. And then eventually meeting like some heavy hitters. And this was all through relationships. Like I had boyfriends that new people, because again, in Miami, it's where all of the...
Why does every artist have to go to Miami, Atlanta, New York, California, New Orleans, Texas, to get famous? Boy,
big players go to party, and if you're a pretty girl, it's not hard to get turned down. And that's kind of sounds vain, but it's very true. And I just happen to be in these environments, and I'm like, there's doors opening.
Vanity.
I tell my mom or dad all of the stuff. I was just like, hey, I'm going on an audition, or hey, I'm going to rehearsal, but here I'm going to these studio sessions and writing songs and working with people that I kind of felt were a little like only wanted to work with me because I was pretty and young. But there was this protection around me the whole time. And I attribute that to my parents' prayers, but we can talk about that later on. But I was, and these were always at night. All of the sessions took place at night. And I found it very interesting. I'm like, why can't we record during the day? But that was how I got my footing into the music industry space. Dancing was just an add-on because I danced. So now I can dance and sing.
Yeah, that's an interesting transition because, yeah, you auditioned to be a dancer, a cheerleader for the Marlins. And now all of a sudden you become an artist, a singer. How did your music career look like in the first year? Because for many people, it's a struggle for many, many years to try to get there. You already had a talent of singing, but also you had the connections right away. So how was it in the first year to give people an idea of how you started?
Oh, it was a struggle because you have a lot of people who put on the masks and say they have these things and they don't. They just want to get you in their space and then hit you with a, yeah, you want to be my girl? Like, no. So there was a lot of that, a lot of.
Yes, opportunities. You see, fame is a funny thing. It's a funny, funny thing. And most people will do anything to be famous, but let's continue.
Actually putting work and my heart into writing a song, recording it, and it not going anywhere because they just wanted to be me to be there or show off to someone else. They wanted to impress that they had this young girl who wants to be an artist. So it was a lot of like putting myself out there and getting nothing in return. So a lot of heartbreaks, a lot of disappointments.
Did y'all hear about Wiz Khalifa getting indicted? Did you hear about it? But also, did you know Wiz Khalifa had a Did you know this? Dorian Layla Thomas, age 32, passed away peacefully with a mother by her side on February 20th, 2017. Layla was born on October 31st, 1984, to Peachy and Lawrence. Wiz Khalifa had a trans sister that killed herself. That's messed up.
And then and there's this thing going around. I remember this one guy I was working with who his claim to fame was being Beyonce's cousin. And he would make it seem like, you know, he kind of copied how Diddy would do like on the TV shows. Like you gotta, you know, stay up all night and you gotta go to Brooklyn and get a cake and bring it back to like just extreme things to prove how bad you want to be an artist because he was going to fund my project and creating.
They said Wadi. Yeah. Yeah. You didn't know that. Let's do our homework. Let's do our homework. Yeah. What does this say? The hardest thing. We're gonna allow the ads. We can allow it. The hardest thing was Khalifa in mourning after his sister Lala dies at age 32. What year was this, Jay? 2017. Wiz Khalifa is in mourning after his sister died. Okay, y'all remember that song, right? That you hear in CVS, in Walgreens. It's been a long time without you, my friend. And I pray that I'm going always gonna see you again. Yeah. It was dedicated to Paul Walker or his sister. Sacrifices gotta be made. Let's get back to the work.
An EPK, which is an electronic press kit, it's what you do to shop to major labels. You come up with some songs, but it costs money. So it's very expensive. So my parents couldn't afford it. They knew at some point, like I wanted to do it. And so certain producers, I let them know that I was working with others.
You gotta pay the price.
I knew they were shady. And for the most part, 95% of them were shady. But again, I'm like, well, maybe this one can be the door to the next thing. Cause again, that's what they teach you. You gotta go through the mud to get, you know, to get the gold. And it's not necessarily true. Not that kind of mud. You know what I mean? So it wasn't easy. Eventually, had a friend who introduced me to a producer who was a Grammy award-winning producer, and he's worked with big names, and he was kind of on the back burner for a while, so he was kind of jump-starting his career again, and then he met me. He was like, well, let's play this song.
The babies are sleeping. It's no need to be loud.
And he played a song. He's like, let me see what you got. So I wrote a song in 20 minutes, and that kind of proved that I had talent to do it. So he was like, I'll invest in your project. We just got to get somebody to help invest. And that's kind of how I got signed with an indie label, because they were looking to get into the industry as well. And it was like the timing at that seemed right. And so I had this indie label and this producer working to fund my project to get me ultimately shopped to a major label. Now, all this time while I'm recording and building, becoming a stronger artist, getting exercise in recording, I'm having songs on the radio. They have me doing local shows in Miami. They're getting me collabed with other local upcoming Miami artists to kind of take over this, you know, the Miami scene. At least take over Miami first.
You still want to be famous.
And then, you know, take over the world. That was the approach. And so eventually after, you know, If you keep knocking on a door, it will open. So that's basically like the gist of it. You just keep going. You keep pushing. You keep.
If you keep knocking on the devil's door, eventually he will answer you.
Calling the radio stations and collabing, and at some point a door will open, and a door did open with Universal Republic. And so I got a deal with them. It was a single deal to basically come up with the song that's going to become number one around the world. And so that's when I started collabing with Busta Rhymes, Sean Paul, Eric Murillo, Gucci Mane, to get that song to take over the world. And so they were playing on different radio stations, and I performed for different places.
Now, let's get to the real deal. The meeting with Satan. Let's get to that.
Your career.
As my man Zip with the Drip say from Queens. Let's get to that.
Continued to progress more and more. Now you were signed with a major label, and like you said, it's all about connections. It's about one song. You were essentially aiming to become a superstar. You were connected with these things, right? So that was your goal.
It wasn't my goal. It was what they were all saying. Like, yo, you have. They were like, not every artist can sell out arenas. You can sell out an arena, and that's what the focus was, because the industry was changing. No one's buying albums like that anymore, so now it's about 360 deals, brands becoming an actual brand. And so that was the next approach at that time, is not just signing someone who can sing, but who can be a brand. It's like it's all about money. So that was when they saw that I could be a brand. You know, I'm Latina, so that's a huge other market. You know, it's like it was all about money for them.
And we
Serene TV, they said, thank you for the super chat. They said, we got to open our Bibles, brother. If you want to hide something from somebody, you got to put it in a book.
You see that. Now, I don't know necessarily the names of these artists. I know a few of them, especially women, you know, young women that get pushed in the industry. And we can easily picture, at least I can easily picture how they would have pushed you in that spotlight, just like they do with many other people. And now you had the offer to sell your soul. And we didn't really talk about that a whole lot, but if that's a thing, it's because it's real and because Satan is real. And you had the first maybe inclination or the first hint that this was an opportunity, but it wasn't like a literal contract in front of you that you could sign. It was just a producer telling you, hey, you know, if you want to do this, you know, you'd be famous. But one day you got the offer from the man himself, and that is a story that I would imagine shook your life. And I want you to explain that in as much detail as you can, because I want to get the full story of what happened that night.
So I'm in New York at this time. I have my deal with Universal Republic. Things are looking good. And I'm just like any other night, I'm coming back from a club, and I'm staying at my manager's house or apartment. It was a studio apartment in Times Square, so it was very small. And I go to sleep. And it almost felt like immediately as I fall asleep, I'm in space. I don't know how long I'm there. Like, there was no time. Like, it's very weird saying that. I didn't know how long I was there. It felt like I was there for a long time. But I remember being like, whoa, this is incredible, because it was more real than me talking to you. And I'm thinking, wow, God, you're letting me have this experience, because I've had dreams before.
Like, we're going to talk about people that think that God exists in the entertainment industry. We're going to talk about that too. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to talk about that.
I know the difference between a regular pizza dream and something else. Because I'm saying it's more real than me talking to you and sharing the story and me breathing the oxygen that I'm breathing. I'm there and I'm looking around and I can feel the vibration of outer space. It was like my body would feel this boom, 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 and it's just pulsing. And I see the stars and the galaxies, and they look more vivid and intense than you are shown on TV. And so I'm like, this, whoa, like I'm here. This, whoa, like that's all I can say is this is amazing. And I'm looking around, and then I notice the Earth beneath me, like to my right. It was a mutually exclusive thing. Like, we're going to get you famous and we're going to become a record label. So, and that's kind of unheard of. Usually they have
the A&R. Story.
I said he was kind of like on the back burner. I don't know if he offended someone where they kind of blackballed him. So he wanted to repeat who to be friends with. It's very controlled.
He wasn't saying that as a joke, was he?
To sing and dance, right? But the only way that it looked good was how the world fashioned it to be through like MTV and VH1 and the things that I listed before. So yeah, that created a little bit of a shift in my heart. Again, not to walk with God, but let me try to honor him in some way, but yet not trust him completely.
Yeah. That man, that producer that you mentioned, had been previously very connected in the industry. He wasn't saying that as a joke, was he?
No, not at all. When he said that, it was like all discussion with the producer who, you know, is credible. Like I said, he was kind of like on the back burner. I don't know if he offended someone where they kind of blackballed him. So he wanted to regain his name in the industry. So he took on my project. And we took a break from a session one time and we're walking around the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, do you know that if you sold your soul to the devil, you can have instant fame tomorrow?
Are you asleep? Are you asleep? Are you awake? Let me show you something else.
Did not y'all niggas same bullshit.
Yeah.
You really want me? You think a 50-year-old person can convince me that his generation is better than this generation?
Come on.
Y'all niggas was rats and trash too, nigga.
Come
y'all
on.
Niggas was terrible.
Come on.
I grew up with you niggas.
Exactly.
Y'all niggas was trash.
It was off the damn
y'all
chain.
Niggas is not better than my kids.
Something else.
Yeah.
You 55-year-old niggas did not. Y'all niggas is not better than my kids.
Ooh.
And they say why kids don't go outside? Cause y'all niggas was kidnappers and child molesters. No, nobody want their kids outside.
Now, this is K-Dub, right? A comedian, but he works with T.I. And he's going to expose the industry. But it's kind of iffy, though. But he's going to tell the truth.
Times getting worse. It's getting better. And with the entertainment business, it's been wicked since the beginning.
Mm.
Walt Disney and them was perverts, man. It's been wicked.
Yeah.
And plus, I tell comedians, stop praying to God. He ain't giving you shit in this business. The only thing he's going to do is wake you up in the morning, put some breath in your body, give you some health and strength. That's it. He ain't giving you nothing else. That money you got to make yourself. That movie role you got to get yourself. God ain't helping you with none of this bullshit you talking about. All the bullshit you asking about, you might want to talk to the devil. He'll help you out a little quicker in this bullshit-ass industry. they worship the devil. That's what they say. He went and sat down and sold his soul to the devil. Entertainment business, you got to talk to the devil. Don't talk to God. He ain't helping you in this business, baby. Because this business is too wicked for him to even get involved in. If God in this entertainment business, he ain't God. Because this shit is trash. If I knew what it take to make it in this business, I wouldn't have got in it. I'm pretty sure nobody would have. I'm pretty sure nobody. Nobody.
Because you just snapped with that.
Oh, man.
Because what you just said is what folks in the industry understand.
Yes.
But nobody wants to say that because nobody wants to even believe that it could be that damn bad.
It's the devil's work, man. Fuck out of here. God ain't in this business. You pray if you pray for anything in this entertainment business, you're not gonna get it. That's the reason don't nobody blow up. Go talk to the devil, you'll blow up tomorrow. You'll blow up tomorrow. But I ain't talking to the devil or God. I'm just having fun out here.
Are you asleep? Are you still asleep? Wake up. Wake up.
I'm just having fun making people laugh.
When did you come to that realization though, K-Dub?
When I...
How deep was you in the game before you looked up and you realized, wait a minute, this ain't making no sense?
I probably was honestly... probably about 2003. I probably was about 21, 22 when I realized this ain't right. Ain't none of this really cool because, you know, a R. Kelly tape dropped that year.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this ain't cool. Ain't none of it cool. I wish I could have just went on back, but I felt like I was too deep in it then. I wish I could have let it just got on. Look. I'm only famous because I was allegedly laughing at somebody's daughter, right? And it's sticking, right? People believing it. But what they don't know is my only daughter is in the same exact position.
My God.
Politics. Politics. So let's go to Raz B. Let's go to Raz B real quick. Salute to Screen Queens for finding this video. Let's go to their channel real quick. Yeah, it's nasty out here. Are you asleep? Are you still awake? I think you should watch this. Because Raz B is going to explain some things.
Like, I just want you to be like, I'm
attention their way, and you can tell Raz was afraid of these dudes because as soon as Ray mentioned these two, he talked about recanting the allegations.
I make it real organic, but I do like a little video where I'm playing a song or whatever, and I clear that shit up for everybody or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? I can either do it that way.
Raz B is on the phone with Ray J right now. This is an old clip.
I don't even want you to play the song. Like, I just want you to be like, I'm on a whole other page, and like, you know, I got endorsers and shit. I'm getting a lot of paper now.
I feel you.
So I got niggas, you know what I'm saying? Hitting me.
But it looks like recanting those allegations took a toll on Raz because a few days after his post, he was spotted climbing onto the roof of Kansas City Hospital. And apparently things got really out of hand because the hospital staff contacted the police and firefighters arrived at the scene in case Raz did jump off the roof.
What?
He also had fans concerned when he posted a video on his Instagram saying that he did not feel safe at the hospital.
Because let me tell you, I don't feel safe. I'm in Kansas City. I'm at the Hilton Hotel.
What?
And I'm telling everybody right now, Raz B does not feel safe. Pull out an APB for Raz B in Kansas City. I don't feel safe.
Thankfully, nothing happened to Raz, but fans had a lot of questions. Like, why was he thinking about doing the unthinkable? Well, it might have something to do with the fact that Jay-Z and Diddy were putting pressure on him, not to mention, the dude was even abandoned by everyone in the industry, including his brother. Omarion, another member of B2K, was asked about his thoughts on the allegations against Chris Stokes, and the singer straight up refused to comment on the matter. In fact, his words made it seem like he was trying to say that Raz B was lying.
Allegations against Chris Stokes. Uh-huh. And Chris Stokes, I'm sure, is watching this because anytime I interview anybody close to y'all, I get him on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And I as
being Omarion looks uncomfortable, but we're gonna continue.
Being somebody that's been molested, I wanna be an advocate, but I never want to use my platform to wrongfully assign somebody anything.
Yeah.
And I've never met Chris. I don't know Chris. But was I wrong in my approach in saying or advocating for Asby's claims against Chris?
What do you mean by where you're wrong?
Like, to your knowledge, is what Razby claimed real about him being him or not?
Right. I mean, I've had this conversation publicly many times, and the one thing that I won't ever do is speak for someone.
No, you haven't. You are related to Marcus Houston. You know what's going on. But you gotta eat the booty like groceries.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't particularly speak to that. You know what I mean? I've never seen anything. You know what I mean?
Guess he forgot about the time he sat down on Vlad TV and said that something did happen to Raz B.
Yeah, I definitely think something happened to him. You know, I don't know what happened to him, but I think something happened to him.
Okay.
Did Diddy and Jay-Z manage to silence him as well? Well, whatever the case, Raz should know that fans believe him, especially after Chris's wife, Monyee Morton, walked out on him and confirmed he did do all the heinous crimes that Raz accused him of. She published a statement on social media saying, "I married him in 2004, just days before up to, and that's why these two had Ray J pressure Raz into not talking. They couldn't have the former boy band member bringing attention their way.
I need you to have me.
World think he was. I remember why my cousin fought so hard to save me because he posted a picture of himself with Stokes with a lengthy caption that read, "I'm a made man. Here it goes, truth. Mature grown DeMario after countless counseling. I was mistreated by bro and others. They all used and mistreated me like a rag doll. By the time my cousin took custody over me, I was a mess. He was not my enemy. I focused all my pain, frustration, and anger built up from my past and took it out on my cousin, and I never understood why. Maybe because B2K broke up and he was no longer in my life? Chris was never my pain. He was my protector, my peace, and my
Hey, let's do a tribute to B2K right now. Let's do a B2K tribute. Okay, we're gonna do a tribute. Holla at me. We're gonna do a tribute. For all the buttholes that was raped. Good Lord. Oh. Okay.
Friend. People like Steve and the terrible things in Cleveland I told him about, Ricky forcing me to do things, those are things I should have dealt with, like all the monsters in my life that actually did these things to me. Chris was never that guy I made the world think he was. I remember why my cousin fought so hard to save me because I needed Chris, and then I attacked the only person who helped me. It's time to let the world know the truth. Love you, my cuz. Chris, I pray you continue to be my peace and protector. I miss UPS. MH has always been my favorite artist. Immature all day. Now fans were all kinds of confused because Raz has been pretty vocal about what goes on behind closed doors. And it didn't seem like he was making up these allegations for the spotlight. So for him to go out of his way and recant the allegations raised a lot of red flags. And what do you know? Fans were right to suspect something was up because apparently Ray J is the one that got Raz to take back the accusations. And he did it on Diddy's orders.
So Ray, look, I got you. Whatever.
What do you do to rephrase that shit, Raz? Like, you gotta hit me every day, Puffy, everybody, JD, everybody calling.
Done. I got you.
So with you in this Chris Dope shit, man.
I got you.
I need you to, like.
I got you, Ray, and I need you to have me too, cause I.
Because it's like, damn, like you didn't even really have to mention a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Ray.
That's why he was on that Zeus show. Let's move on to Little Durk. Let's move on. Let's move on. Rapper, Little Durk, arrested in murder for. Oh, you see, I did a video on Little Durk, but you guys didn't pay attention to it. Little Durk is part of the problem. Okay? He's part of the problem. And he got snitched on by a guy named Jam. Jam was wearing a wire for 12 years and got Little Durk indicted. Shh, but you didn't hear that from me. It's bad. It's bad. King Edo said, "Free Durk. I can't sleep. I can't eat." If you are a male, you need psychological help. That is a form of obsession. Okay. All right. You need help. Yeah, you need help. God's son. All that work Durk did for Satan, and he still went down. You see, I try to tell people this all the time, that the devil is a trickster. Okay? All the gifts and the glitter that he will give you is temporary. It won't last for long. Which is why you're seeing a lot of these rappers fall right now. Oh, you're seeing it. You're seeing it. You're seeing it. But we need better role models. Okay? We need better role models. We have this young man by the name of Little Durk telling everyone that he wants to slide on his ops, put his ops in the grave, smoke his ops like sage, turn his ops to another page, and he's not afraid. because he's brave. And he's got braids. And he can read a page. Little Dirk is in trouble. And the last time he was in this predicament, we seen him. Let's pull it up. Hold on one second. I have company. Let's pull it up. Let's do that. Because these YNs don't learn their lesson. They never do.
Rapper Lil Durk will stay in jail. He's facing charges after a shooting at the Varsity in Midtown. It's one of the three things you need to know right now. The judge would not grant bond to the rapper, whose real name is Durk Banks. He's facing charges after a man was shot outside the Varsity in February. The man survived. Banks turned himself into police yesterday. Thousands of families are at risk of...
Yeah, they never learned their lesson. Let's play the whole thing. Here's a goal.
Going against you by a probable cause standard, and they will attempt to do that by the witnesses.
Blondie,
chair over here. They may call
Blondie.
All right.
Rest in peace, King Vaughn.
As it respects. Cases before the court, and defendant Durk Banks, 19 CP 183973. This court finds probable cause for criminal attempt to commit murder, aggravated assault, participation in criminal street.
Watch.
During the commission of a felony. And possession of a firearm by a...
Rest in peace, King Vaughn.
As it relates to 19 CP 183693 involving defendant Davon...
Shalom said, you real demur tonight, Jay. What does demur mean? I don't know what that means. Is that some flamboyant stuff? I don't know what that means. Demur, what does that mean? Is that saucy? Is that gizzle? That don't sound right. If you're a man, don't use that word towards me ever again. All right. It's after 11 o'clock at night. Don't ever use that word towards me after 11 o'clock at night, son. Are you crazy? Don't ever use that word towards me ever again after 11 o'clock at night. You lost your mind.
Bennett, the court finds probable cause for possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, participation in a criminal...
King Vaughn, wait a minute. When the lawyer coughed, King Vaughn was like, yo, his breath stank. Look, y'all. When the lawyer coughed, watch this lawyer right here. King Vaughn was like, his breath stank. Watch King Vaughn face.
Davon Bennett, the court finds probable cause for possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, participation in a criminal street gang activity, aggravated assault, possession of a firearm.
Rest in peace, King Von, man. That dude put his life on the line. Okay? He put his life on the line for a purpose. And his purpose was to rap, okay, and protect his friends. He put his life on the line to rap and protect his friends. That was his purpose, and he stood by it. He's a gangster in my eyes. I love Chicago people because they real. They are real. King Von is a real one. Was a real one. Rest in peace to this young man. Even though he sold his soul, he stood on business.
By a convicted felon and criminal attempt to commit murder. Court notes that, and as everyone is aware here, the standard here is a probable cause standard, which is a far lower standard than the standard beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the jury trial standard. And as it relates to the charge of participation
I remember this.
In street gang activity, as to both of these defendants and both of these indictments, I do believe that the state has hurdled over that particular.
Chicago people is real. Real. They realer than New Yorkers. And I said that. Oh! Jay, you going to hell. Chicago people is realer than New Yorkers. I said it. I said it. Y'all New Yorkers, y'all fake. Y'all fake as hell. These Chicago people, they stand on business. Did you see Little Dirk cry in the courtroom? No. Let's get to that. Salute to my man, Zip with the Drip. Let's get to that. I got something to show you people. We're gonna show the whole screen. It is I wanna show y'all this. Cause you gotta know. You got to see it. Look. The streets is a myth. Y'all see this heavyset dude right here? Look, is it on your screen? Y'all see this heavyset dude right here? He's the one that was wearing the wire around Little Dirk. He told.
Damn.
Hey, tell him what's going on, Jim.
Hey, you know what's so crazy though?
His
motherfucker be sitting up there.
His name is Jam, and he's not fam. He's a rat. He's a ratatouille. He told. He gave it all up. This is the reason why Lil Durk is not coming home. When his court case come up, he's not coming home. Okay? Because this guy right here, this dude, he told. You see it, right? Dirk on IG Live hyping up Jam Rat when he first came. Gave bro 50K crib and a car and still wore a wire. Y'all wanna be gangsters? You want to be a gangster rapper? You want to sell your soul for $50,000? Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I see the wire a little bit. Damn. Help him. Lord Jesus. Good night. Good night, y'all. I'm gonna play this, and I hope you guys sleep well tonight.
They're doing all this sneak this and internet games and all this. Up some money, do something. Like, we winning, bro. I can do whatever it is I want to do. I can do it. Not what I want to do. What I want, y'all can.
Are you crazy? Mona Lisa said, at least someone told. I respect him. Are you crazy? What is wrong with this new generation? If you can't do the time, then you don't do the crime. Mona Lisa, I would never, ever rob a bank with you because you're going to tell on me. You respect the rat? Where did this whole ideal come from? You see, I grew up in the 90s, and the favorite saying was, snitches get stitches. Now, it's snitches get riches. Ask Charleston White. Ask Lil Woody. Ask Gunna. Ask 6ix9ine. Ask all of these people that ratted and were compensated by the government. Okay? For telling on mother. I hope y'all have a good night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sleep well. I just wanted to do a late night live and be quiet because my neighbors, they don't like with me yelling and stuff. They wanted me to tell y'all, yo, listen, keep it down after 11 o'clock. But make sure you tapping on the Patreon, right? Make sure you tapping on the Patreon, man. Yeah, the Bloods and the Crips. Yeah, they mad at me about this. Because I expose their secrets. And you can't do nothing to me. All right? You can't do nothing to me. I'm protected out here. All right? I'm protected out here. I know y'all in my comments, y'all in the emails talking about, Jay, take that gang video down. Take that gang video down. No. No, I would never take it down. Because I speak my truth. Okay? I speak my truth. You want me to take it down, but I won't. I won't, though. All right? You should drop your flag. How about that? And then make sure y'all tap in the ultimate sacrifices for fame. Yeah, I gave up a lot of sauce on this. I don't see too many people in the comments talking about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to know how? Let me do you guys a solid, right? I'm going to do you guys a solid. I'm going to play something from this video. And hopefully it doesn't get me striked. Maybe it will. Are you guys still alive? Are you awake? I gotta make sure y'all not sleeping. I gotta make sure y'all not sleeping. Now, I tell y'all all the time, why do these people always have people that die before they become famous, right? I'll give you a preview of it. It's clear as day. If you don't believe it after this, you're out of your mind. Let's get it up on the screen. Yeah, let's get it up on the screen. Salute to everybody that joins the Patreon. Let's get it on the screen. Now, I'm going to play more clips and show y'all the correlation of how all of these individuals have the same thing in common.
Hey, rest in peace. Rest in peace, dude. Rest in peace, YBC, dude.
Yeah, man.
Hey, forever disrespecting. Yeah. Fucking yeah. 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 Yep, his funeral is today.
Oh, it's today?
Yeah, I didn't even know. His I'm not gonna blame it on his family. You know, his folks didn't wanna make his funeral a gangster party. You know what I'm saying? A gangster. You know what I'm saying? Have a whole bunch. You know what I'm saying? Cause bro got a lot of niggas on his back. It wasn't gonna be like a good way to. You know that shit. I felt what they. I didn't know nothing about. I would have been there.
Like you just found out
keep
today?
Watching. Yeah, I just found out though. They called me. They FaceTimed me though. Oh, when they started it.
Damn.
Yeah. My dog was out. He FaceTimed me when they started it.
You ever seen somebody like die? I seen a nigga die, like get shot, and then I found somebody dead.
How you found somebody dead?
I found my mom. I was like 14, 13, in the bathroom and shit.
I'm sorry for your loss, bro.
Yeah.
14? I'm sorry for your loss, bro.
Yeah.
14?
Lost one of my dear friends today, Ricky Harris. But a lot of y'all may know him as the comedian. But he was a friend of mine, Ricky Harris. Rest in peace. Long Beach original.
Yup.
The first comedian from Long Beach.
Everybody hates Chris.
My big brother, my homeboy. On his way to heaven now. Y'all send a prayer out to Ricky Harris' family for me, man. Love you, Rick. Long Beach.
Not a tear in sight. Not a tear in sight.
It was just one of the things that really just had to happen, you know, as far as keeping the song, putting it out, because, you know, Bank Rose, you know, he was Atlanta's little brother. He was everybody's little brother.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So, it was more important to keep his legacy alive.
He's talking about Bank Rose Fresh.
D. Richard, Bank Rose was the closest thing to me and Shawty Red I ever seen. I just wanted to go over there and give them a lesson like that. We love what he did for his culture.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure if he was here now, he'll be proud. And now, it's crazy because we were shooting a video. The whole day it was sunny.
Yep.
As soon as I pulled up over there, it started raining.
Wow.
St. Louis producer and rapper Leland Wayne, known as Metro Boomin, credits his mother, Leslie Joanne Wayne, with his music career success. Her life was taken Friday in Atlanta, according to TMZ, at the hands of her husband.
Somebody said, who is Ricky Harris? Okay, if you ever seen the TV show Everybody Hates Chris, Ricky Harris played as Malvo. Just Google Malvo on Everybody Hates Chris. Uh just skip that. Go ahead.
Friend rapper Leland Wayne, known as Metro Boomin, credits his mother Leslie Joanne Wayne with his music.
This is a preview of the actual video.
Friday in Atlanta, according to TMZ,
I'm not gonna play the whole thing.
Husband who took his own life thereafter.
Look.
Yeah, I think it's very clear that I broke down, and being such a strong woman and being a person that's always very resilient and flexible. I'm usually, you know, coming from a family of mostly boys. I'm surrounded by brothers and my dad, you know, and not having my mother. I'm very strong. I'm always the person that don't want to cry or things like that. I found myself very vulnerable in an interview with somebody who wasn't really for me and breaking down at that time and speaking on my mother. And I think I made myself very clear that I was crying because, you know, and just thinking about my mother's death is very sensitive when you think about how hard you're working in the industry and when you lose something that's so dear to you. Like, that's my mom. I'm her only daughter. And so, you know, it's a hurtful feeling to experience, and it's an even more hurtful feeling to revisit. You know, it's tough.
Mama, what's wrong?
I just want to be a part of the cool crowd. I just feel like I don't have what it takes.
I have something here for you. This lip gloss, it worked for me.
Ask him. 'Cause if I don't,
are y'all seeing the correlation? Are y'all seeing the correlation? Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man. I'ma leave it there. I'ma leave it there. Let me read some comments. Kanye type beats. Oh. Those are Kanye type beats. Oh. Meg the Stallion too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put that in there too. Mm-hmm. I kind of explained why this stuff happens in the industry. But you wouldn't know that if you weren't on the Patreon or saw the video. You wouldn't know that. And for the most part, a lot of you people have a short attention span, and I respect it. Yeah. Call in chat said, "Dang, Lil Mama gave her spot to Glorilla." Thought about that, did you not? Mona Lisa is back again. Nobody have the balls to take these people down, and when someone finally do, he gets scrutiny anyways. I digress. You see, Mona Lisa, you're very smart, you're very knowledgeable, but what I must say is, you're not going against one artist or two artists or 3 artists, or 3,000 artists, or 10,000 artists. You're going against an industry, and an industry is unstoppable because it's been here before we were even born, and it's structured that way. You see, it's all entertainment, all right? It's all entertainment, and whether we want to disagree with it or agree with it, you can't take it down. These people play that game. They decide to play that game. They choose to play that game. Which is why when I showed you guys that clip of Raz B, right? He went on a rant years ago exposing Chris Stokes, Marcus Houston, Omarion, Ray J, Jay-Z, P. Diddy. But all of a sudden now, he's on TV. He's on Zeus. Same thing with Orlando Brown. Eventually, these people get tired of being broke. And they try. They try really hard to live normal lives. And what happens is people like you and I notice them in the street. Yo, that's Raz B. That's Orlando Brown. Hey, what's going on, man? What you doing walking? And they get tired of that. And they sell their souls and their holes again. It's a revolving door. See, the devil won't let you leave. Once you're in it for life. A famous person can never, ever, ever be a regular person again. Because he made that decision. Whenever he gets on that bus or that train, or he decides to get a regular job, his coworkers, those people that are on the bus or the train with him, will always notice him for being who he is in that industry. Why? Because he sold his soul. He sold his soul. I hope you guys have a blessed night on this Friday night. I love you all, and I thank you all. We got Jay. Thank you. You don't even have a name, but salute to you. We got Jay, ASMR Bills, before GTA 6. If you guys like this, right, on the replay, gang, type the word zero. If you made it this far to the video, type the word zero. Okay? If you made it this far to the video, or my replay gang, or my people that's in here right now, if you made it this far, type the word zero. Somebody just said something very valuable, and I will end it here. They said, who created hell? God didn't create hell. God created the heavens and earth. If you read the Bible, right? This is what I said. If you read the Bible, God created the heavens and the earth. He said nothing about hell. So us as humans will never go to hell. Don't let these people trick you. I love you all. God bless and good night.